Yeah. A couple of points, John. One on that, I have the impression that that we may be getting a little bit too far out in terms of advocating it, and so that it becomes an issue. We may not do that. You know, I think I would try to get the lawyers to talk to more. We say, well, there are a number of different suggestions, but none of them involve an increase in taxes. It all involves change the burden of taxes, you know, or something like that. I don't know what you feel about it, but I noticed the time was playing up pretty heavily this morning, and the administration there had to be bad and so forth and so on. I think it's important to do that, and also that's important in relation to the economy. So do you agree with that? Because I think it's consistent with our strategy too. I think we're in a good position to be a modification of property tax, reduction of property tax, percentage, and consistent with our mind control, and we have made no decisions. And in any event, it's not a tax increase. The other one is regard to legal services. Do I understand that that is now in proper shape, or will be? Oh, really? Oh, boy. I'm sorry for me. It's a pretty good time to be for one of those. With regard to Elliot now, there is nothing I need to do there. He's on himself. Harry Dent thought the briefings went well, so that's the way I thought. Yeah. He was very pleased with your controls and issues. He didn't have a chance to ask questions either, and he was so far. So, I'm very glad to, that I picked the guys, as it turned out. We talked, you know, it was almost, I did have a debate with an actor with the truck, but you know, Reagan came through with fine chip style. Rockefeller couldn't have better, you know. Ran against twice, you know, and all that. And now I'm quoting, and the other one is that old folk, but I ask you to do this. He's going to testify on. I want you, if you can, take the time off to call him on the phone and tell him what's in the works here. It's possible we want him to stand tight. I don't know what you think and say that the president's position is that. Main thing to get action. And you're going to tell him, but let him in on the game, John. We've got these guys over the barrel now. We're going to get something out of it. We're going to get anything out of it, but we are going to be able to share. Right. I think it's a good idea. This is a great thing last night. And incidentally, another good point that came out last night, which I thought was the fact that Pelican said, well, don't write off the machine, which gave me a chance to sort of make a big mistake. My mom would be wrong to write off any section of the country that we're taking for granted. That you and I hold politics to concentrate on where we're going to win. But don't you think it is good to play that line with Massachusetts, Michigan? Yeah. You give your best to thought was terribly difficult problem. Well, one other thing. Did you know what in the hell the Justice Department was bringing this suit and how the losers were? And of course, you know, we'll screw around for a while. And so we can talk it over. It's on Cahill's side this time. Good. Well, that red that base is on the stove. Fire. He's already quit. Can't leave the dead. Can't do that. Alright. Okay. I get it. I can keep up. You're exactly right. Alright, good luck. A lot of snow up there, I bet. But very comfortable, isn't it? Delightful place. Well, enjoy the dinner.